wanna know.
She sure was and still is rapper, actor, fashion designer, and occasional fashion model. Eve burst onto the scene in the late 90s, and by the early aughts, she was a bona fide star, the first lady of Rough Riders, chart-topping hits, and collabs all over the place. You might recognize this one. Stardom was rocky. Eve's got a lot of tea to spill, and she's doing it in her memoir, Who's That Girl, co-written with Kathy Iandoli. Eve, the multi-platinum album having Grammy winner, and I gotta say, Pitbull and Skirt herself joins us now from London. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for that intro.
I'm so glad to have you here. And I want to get started because what I love about the book, it's a lot of stories. So I want you to start us off with a little bit of a story time. It's the late 90s. You're a young, hungry artist. You were just dropped from Dr. Dre's label. This is a major setback. You get a call from your manager, this crew from Yonkers, Rough Riders. They're interested in signing you, but you got to audition.
Yeah, that was one of those moments where, you know, it's crazy because obviously when I first got signed to Dre, I thought that was the moment. That was it. And to be dropped and be sent back home and have to sleep in my mom's house back in Philly, when I got this call that, like, listen, this could be an opportunity, I was like, okay, cool, this is it. I knew I basically had to battle for my life, and I did what I had to do. I showed up, thankfully. I showed up, and they liked it. And then the rest is history.
In the book, you talk a lot about what it was like for you being a female rapper. What was it like for you operating in such a male-dominated industry?
On one hand, I feel very lucky that the crew that I was with was Rough Riders because they really were my big brothers. You know what I mean? Like, I was really, really protected and respected and celebrated. On the other hand, when it came to execs, when I had to walk into these meetings, into these boardrooms, these offices, that was a different story because there was a lot of eye rolling or a lot of just, oh, yeah, that's cute. And that part of it was very frustrating.
What gave you the confidence in that moment to battle all these men?
I don't know what gave me the confidence, to be honest. You know, I call, you know, young stupidity and blind confidence, I guess. You know, and you know that, I don't, can I say this on NPR? That little bit of f-iness. Sorry. Sorry, NPR. Bleep, bleep, bleep. But, you know, we all have that thing in our life, I think.
Now, you talk about how you had this great relationship, obviously, with your crew, but there were some rivalries with other female rappers at that time. You're a little coy about it in the book about naming names. What do you think drove those tensions with the other female rappers in the industry?
I think it was the industry itself. I think it was the people behind the artist. I think it was very much that there has to be the one female. There's only enough light for one for each crew, which is ridiculous because look how many men share the spotlight, share the stage, and have always done it. I do love, though, right now where we are, when you look out on the landscape, how many females there are out now.
You know, today, women in hip-hop, they're really running things.
EVE come through in the minds of pride. Going it big like I live in the Taj Mahal. Talking and I don't get in the blase blah. That's why they loving
us. Like, at least chart-wise, pop culture-wise, you know, you look at Megan Thee Stallion, Glorilla, Cardi B, Latto, more. Like, what do you think of this current crop of artists?
I love them as a collective, and is what we need. All those voices, we need all those bodies, all those women, all those opinions, because this business has been so male-dominated, not just behind the scenes, but in front of the cameras. It's so annoying over the years where you know, watch a BET Awards, and it's nothing but dudes on the stage.
All the ladies, put your hands in the air. It's all right now. We gon' keep you up on your feet the whole night now. Pop them bottles, yeah, drink that up, man. Got you feeling crazy well.
Do you feel like they have more freedom than you had? Because, I mean, you know, now you have people like Cardi B. She was a stripper. That's celebrated if it's mentioned at all. In the book, you talk about very briefly doing exotic dancing for about 2 months. And it seemed like back in the day, you had to really explain that, defend yourself. It was a whole thing. But now people don't even think about stuff like that.
They don't. I think there is a lot more freedom for the girls who are out now. I think the culture is different. I think the culture is seen differently. Back then, I just don't think we were as open and honest.
Now, you're a wife and a mother. You're married to this multimillionaire British businessman, Maximilian Cooper. But in the book, I was interested. You push back against those who would call you a kept woman. Why do you think that's the narrative around you a lot now?
Oh, it is. And people will be like, oh, must be nice. Or does he have a this or that? And I'm like, it is. Yes, it is nice because he's great. But the frustration is, have y'all not seen me work my ass off my whole life that y'all have known me? You know what I mean? And that please don't take away the things that I have done. Just because I moved to another country, he would support me in whatever I want to do. If I didn't want to work, fine. But we do for each other. We plan with each other. We do things for each other. And listen, no shade at all to anyone who is kept. It's just not my thing.
That is Eve. Her book, Who's That Girl, is out on Tuesday. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Yo, Eve, ain't you glad I changed? Make it so you're